From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Airstrikes in rebel-held areas of Syria's second city of Aleppo and a town to its west killed at least 19 people Tuesday, according to emergency workers. These strikes came after rebel shelling killed at least 19 civilians in government-held districts of Aleppo on Monday. 14 civilians were killed in the strikes on rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo City, according to the civil defense, known as the White Helmets. Five of their own rescue workers were killed when their headquarters in the town of Al-Atarib was hit by an airstrike. It was not immediately clear whether the strike on Al-Atarib from Aleppo was carried out by the Syrian Air Force or its Russian ally. Tens of thousands of protesters took part in central Baghdad Tuesday to demand a parliamentary vote on a cabinet reshuffle aimed at fighting corruption. It comes amid divisions between lawmakers that have brought the government to a standstill. Most of the demonstrators were at the gates of the heavily fortified Green Zone. That zone houses parliament and foreign embassies, where supporters of powerful Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has pressured Prime Minister to follow through on months-old reform proposals. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 96 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed and blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. That's relatives of the victims that you hear there of the 1989 disaster. There were tears outside the specially built courtroom after new inquest into Britain's worst disaster. They chanted and sang after the verdict. VOA News. Japanese automaker Mitsubishi Motors says the company has been using an improper method to determine the fuel efficiency of its vehicles for 25 years. Tuesday's admission by President Tetsuro Akiawa in Tokyo follows last week's revelation that Mitsubishi had falsified fuel efficiency data on 625,000 vehicles. He said the company's latest troubles occurred because it failed to update its testing system to conform to domestic standards. Tetsuro Akiawa, the Mitsubishi Motor president, he spoke during a news conference and he says he sincerely apologizes to customers who purchased the cars based on wrong fuel data, and he says he has no word but sorry. An Afghan Taliban delegation has arrived in Pakistan to meet officials in a bid to restart a stuttering peace process with Kabul. That's according to Afghan officials and Taliban leaders Tuesday. However, it's unclear who that delegation was meeting. Meanwhile, there's no immediate confirmation from authorities in Pakistan, but just a week after a massive bomb blast in Kabul killed at least 64 people and wounded hundreds, the Afghan government refused to take part. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster when an explosion at a power plant near the Ukrainian town contaminated a wide area and sent radiation clouds across the globe. At least 31 people died immediately, and an estimated thousands have succumbed to cancer and other illnesses in ensuing decades. A wreath-laying ceremony was held Tuesday in Kiev to honor those who died. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and other political leaders attended that ceremony. Meanwhile, the site is still being decommissioned. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the brutal murder of a Bangladeshi gay rights activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam admitted on Twitter that it killed Zuhaz Manan and Tanai Mumjdar Monday because they were pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. The pair were at Manan's home when the five attackers arrived, disguised as couriers, pounced on them with machetes. Manan and Mumjdar died at the scene. In U.S. presidential politics, voters in five states will choose more delegates pledged to candidates seeking the White House in both the Republican and Democratic primaries. In contest Tuesday, delegates are at stake in the states of Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maryland. More details on this and more at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.